I noticed a lot of people when they would relinquish their dog, it was either because of lack of funds to take care of the dog in the proper way, or it was a behavioral issue. And normally when it was a behavioral issue, it was a dog that had already been adopted from another family. I always knew in the back of my head I wanted to do something, and then with the unexpected loss of Chopper, you know, I decided to alchemize that and to turn it into something good and to help other people keep their pets.
Hello, welcome to 2026, and welcome back, Jeff, to our first off the record podcast edition of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. And today we're highlighting the Chopper Foundation and the work that they're doing to help get pets life-saving veterinary care when families are in a tough spot financially so that they don't have to surrender a pet or make an impossible decision. We're joined today by Sharon, Maureen, and Dr. Lee. Thank you guys for being here. And quickly, before we get into it, I just have to thank you, say a quick thanks to our sponsors who allow us to do all this stuff. WDIY 88.1 FM, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin of Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, and Banco Beverage Company. Jeff, welcome back, and I'm turning it over to you for a little bit.
It's good to see you, buddy. Happy 2026 to everyone, and I got to tell you right now, it's a great podcast to get into because we're talking about our dear pets and what the Chopper Foundation has been doing and what they're going to be continuing to do in 2026. So quick introductions. Dr. Lee, if you can tell us a little bit, just a quick summary of who you are, what you do, my friend.
Hi. My name is Dr. Sungjun Lee. I'm working in one of the animal hospitals in Reading, Pennsylvania. And then I was a doctor of the Chopper.
Very good. Maureen, introduce yourself to the folks out there.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maureen White. I am actually a board member for the Chopper Foundation and a trustee and a full volunteer.
Great. Sharon, you are, I'm just going to say this. You are the founder of this amazing organization that does so much good work. Tell us about yourself real quick.
So I am the owner of Yeddo's Boarding and Grooming as well. I've been working with dogs since 1999. I saw a need for a different type of rescue. Chopper was the love of my life, still is. And I founded it in his name, in his memory.
Yeah. Well, it's a good segue to get into the discussion here because Sharon, if you can maybe go into a little bit more detail about how the Chopper Foundation really initially got its start here in our region and inevitably what the goal is, because it's a different type of animal advocacy group and organization than I think a lot of folks are used to. So can you tell us a little bit more?
So being in the animal industry and boarding dogs for rescues, I noticed a lot of people when they would relinquish their dog, it was either because of lack of funds to take care of the dog in the proper way, or it was a behavioral issue. And normally when it was a behavioral issue, it was a dog that had already been adopted from another family. So I always knew in the back of my head I wanted to do something. And then with the unexpected loss of Chopper, which, it, you know, he had a diagnosis, but there was really no time to process it. And he was such a big part of our life. He was with us everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and he was just a part of our soul. He was our child. You couldn't tell us any different. So it was hard after Chopper passed. I went into a serious depression and I started getting counseling. And, you know, I decided to alchemize that and to turn it into something good and to help other people keep their pets.
Yeah, it's just an amazing organization because, yeah, like I mentioned, there's really no other animal advocacy group and organization like it. And George, I think you wanted to ask Sharon a particular question as well. So good segue into the next topic here.
Well, yeah, it's funny because you said, what is the word you use, like alchemate that?
Yeah, like I alchemized it.
I love it.
Transformed it into something good.
I love that word and how you use it. And I'm curious how you decide, I guess, for the lack of a better term, like how these funds get dispersed or how are the pets selected? Are they pets that are, you know, people are coming directly to you? Are you finding them or how does that happen?
Well, there's no shortage of people that need help, period.
Right.
So especially with their animals. And at this point, we have such a large network of veterinarians that are aware of us. When people need us, they call us. It's 610-914-5936. And they say, I need help with my dog, and I got your name from someone. Can you help us? So a lot of it is sharing information with them about lower cost clinics or nonprofit veterinarians. In the perfect world, I would use Dr. Lee all day, every day. He's amazing. Believe me, his intelligence is just beyond what I can even imagine. But his heart as well. So there's no one that calls us that we're like, no, we're not going to help you. We try to help everybody either raising funds and 9 times out of 10, it's always that they're short money. Always.
Sure. Yeah. It's expensive. I mean, it's expensive to take care of animals that really are in need, especially when it comes to very adverse healthcare type of situations that come up. And Maureen, I'm going to shift the conversation over to you here because you've been a long time volunteer at the Chopper Foundation. As you mentioned at the onset of our discussion here, you've been on the board. I know based on our conversations, you've helped with fundraisers as well, gaining partnerships within the community to help the animals and dogs that are saved by the Chopper Foundation. So can you talk about how you started as a dedicated volunteer and how as a nonprofit you all are continuing to grow here in our Lehigh Valley community?
Absolutely. I also had a dog whose name was Bear, and same circumstance, lost him. And we helped someone save their dog in memory of Bear. So through a friend of mine, her name is Liz Flynn, who some of you probably know because everyone knows Liz from ABE, who is a great partner with us. She introduced me to Sharon and Bink in the Chopper Foundation. And I felt like I was home. This is where I needed to be because their vision, their mission, what they did, it was something that, you know, we had done just a little tiny piece of, but in my soul. So I just easily landed, you know, to be a part of their family and to do this. So that's how I started.
Yeah. And I know that your partnerships are really important to you as well, in terms of even getting dog food to certain families and pets that absolutely need it.
Right. We've partnered with like Fresh Pet, PetSmart in Bethlehem, who just gave 2,000 pounds of kibble to us last week. Wow. We've partnered with Oli Feed and Seed and also Tractor Supply. And right now, currently last year, we did 3 of them. We're opting for 4. Reading, we did Allentown, we did Bethlehem, and we're hoping to get Easton, where we do what we call a chow line, where we reach out to our partnerships and they provide the food that we give to the inner city who really need it because they will take the food off their table to feed their pets instead of feeding themselves. So we can give them the food that they need and healthy, good food. You know, we try to do like a month's supply. So we do that hopefully this year, 4 times a year. So that's some partnerships, but we also have like Service Electric. We run Animal Planet locally. Penn Community Bank, Marcus Pereira has introduced us to so many business people that have been so kind to us with donations. You know, those are just, Freddie Frederick from Cumulus announces our chow lines on the radio. So people know, people know where to find us
nice.
The day and the time of the event. And then the cars all just pull up.
Wonderful.
You know, so without these people helping us to get the word out and the food out, and that's just a small, tiny fraction
yeah.
of what we do here.
It's great and work.
I want to talk about some of the reality. And Dr. Lee, thank you for being so patient, so patient waiting to join the conversation because you're so vital to it. And Sharon mentioned how you were Chopper's vet. Could you kind of talk a little bit about that before we get, you know, more into veterinarian insurance and that sort of thing? Can you talk about your experience with Chopper?
Oh, Chopper was an amazing, amazing, amazing pet. And then really heartbreaking. It is unable to help. And then I feel so defeated. Speaking of Chopper, but I introduced myself as Chopper's doctor. That means I don't want to forget about Chopper. And then the other really important thing is we all have limitation, and then we all try to help. The intention and the love is the most important part. I think that's probably the take-home message of Chopper. I still remember Chopper. Very interesting hair. Yeah,
we're gonna show a photo here at some point. I was trying to bring it in, and there's so much going on. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, when at your facility you must see a need for insurance, or you must see, you know, there's a cost to this life-saving care. You know,
absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about that and how an organization like the Chopper Foundation is helping people for real?
Yes. Me and Sharon has a really long relationship, about 10 years. So, and then since I know her, she's an amazing person. However, once she started Chopper Foundation, that actually moved me and my staff in general, everyone. Everyone is willing to help, and then everyone willing to really dedicate the people who cannot afford. So that's why we started some little special surgeries, orthopedic surgeries. And then that is always costly. You know, there's a kind of knee surgery or the hip surgery. They're costing you really, really unimaginable amount of price. So we started to change our name to Antietam Valley Animal Hospital Community Care. And then we introduced a little lower cost, like all about half price of those, and then try to help people. And then people appreciate it. And then coming from all the way from Lehigh Valley to the Reading, and then Pottsville and many other places coming, including our neighborhood too. So yeah, that is blessing. And then I really appreciate Sharon. So I can help something for our community.
And Sharon, this question is for you. Beyond Dr. Lee's testimony, which we can just put into testimonial, we can make that into a commercial for you. Can you talk about like some of the opportunities that the Chopper Foundation has? I know that you talked about some of the different events that you have. What opportunities are out there in community? What do you do? What are you going to do in 2026?
So in 2026, we are going to, our first event in 2026 is at the Edge, February 10th, in historic Bethlehem. I hope everyone, you know, can be there. It's going to be an amazing event. We're going to go over everything that we've accomplished since we've started. But in 2026, we are actually going to start a low-cost vaccination clinic. And we are looking for sponsors to sponsor one shot, $20. And then we are approaching Dr. Lee and William Penn Vet in the Easton area has already agreed that he would take a coupon or give a vaccination for that price. So that's going to help a lot. You know, you have a dog, it's not vaccinated. They give you a certain amount of time to get it vaccinated. And if you don't, you get a couple $100 fine. But if you can't afford the $28 for the vaccination, how are you going to pay? Right? So helping more, like we see the need. I see how people just really love and take care of their dogs. But these are laws. It is the law. You have to have a rabies vaccination. Rabies is alive and well in Pennsylvania, believe it. Dr. Lee,
know. Yeah. Sure. We often receive the report of the wild kitty cat, like the lost cat has rabies at least one or two times per year. We receive the report. Yeah.
So, you know, vaccinations, just everything to help keep the dog happy, healthy, and home.
Mm-hmm.
Home. Because once they leave their home again, that's where like the behavioral problems come in. Imagine having a major surgery and waking up in a stranger's house with none of your family there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Terrifying.
Terrible.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, there's a love connection there as well, right? Because dogs, they're sentient beings. They feel things just like we do.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're stopping a cycle. That's what we're doing. We're stopping the cycle of giving your dog away because you can't afford it and you really love it and you're going to go get another dog anyway. If you love animals that much and you can't live without them.
Yeah. And there's so many individuals that do love animals, of course, in our Lehigh Valley community.
Oh, my God.
They're family members. And look, we do not have a dog right now in this house, but my wife and I have had dogs over the years. And what they mean to your soul, honestly, at the end of the day. And Maureen, you know, I know you talked about the partnerships that you've had and continue to have within our Lehigh Valley community. Mm-hmm. But again, you want to take things to that next level. What does that look like for the Chopper Foundation, really taking those partnerships to the next level in terms of the outreach? And, you know, I know we're doing this podcast right now and it's going to get a decent amount of listens, quite frankly. But where are you hoping that the Chopper Foundation really does go in the future with partnerships or with the organization in general?
Well, as Sharon was saying, you know, the shops, you know, we're in communication with a couple of groups who seem to be interested, but who knows, you know, it's about being present in the community first and foremost, because you establish, you know, that yes, I am here. You know, we are in the Lehigh Valley. We are constant presence, supporting our own partnerships, being there with them. But then you're talking about taking this the step further, getting more vets on board with us, because we can, you know, the outreach, we need more because the community is so big and so large and so vast. You know, getting more places for food. You know, we feed 48 dogs on a monthly basis because some are service dogs, you know, for people that don't have the means. So every month we're feeding dogs. So acquiring more, you know, more food to give out. And just like our second golf tournament in September. It will be September 25th. At the Allentown Municipal Golf Course, you know, getting more funds for that. We did phenomenal last year, but we can always do more because it doesn't stop. Sharon had 7 calls the other day. She saved 7 dogs.
Wow.
You know, wow. And that's just in one day.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's amazing work that you all do. And I know we're getting ready to close out our discussion here.
I had Sharon on mute.
Oh, okay.
Were you going to say something? I'm so sorry.
I did. Just wanted to say, we saved 7 dogs. I didn't. We did.
It's a collaboration.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is
the theme here. You know, you have, I want to bring him in. I had this, I didn't do it as well earlier. But, you know, is this Chopper? I'm assuming.
That is Chopper.
Yeah, okay, because we're looking at the front of the website, so I'm assuming. But from Chopper's memory, you're helping so many other families and animals and dogs, and it's like you can't forget that, because it's from one dog, like all this change is coming. I just thought that was really neat. I wanted to make sure that people saw a photo.
Oh, thank you. I want to see his face all over the country saving dogs.
That's wonderful.
Let's get it done. Yes.
And so one last thing, guys. If you go onto that website and app right below Chopper's face, we'll list like the events that we have coming up so people can always see. But we were talking about the Edge event. There it is. And right. And there's some of our cases. But the Edge event tickets are $25. Every dollar goes to help to help a dog. All of us volunteers, none of us are paid. We all do it for the love of our, for the love of the fur babies and keeping the families together.
Absolutely. Again, folks, thechopperfoundation.org. And as we're closing things out here, George, I know that you wanted to ask Dr. Lee something here.
Well, I was going to ask him about a particular dog, but we talked about Chopper. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, but as we get into the spring months here, is there a good piece of advice to give pet owners in general as we get, you know, we're getting out, we're walking our pets, we're doing stuff. What's just a good maybe rule of thumb or something we can do?
So winter to spring is kind of quiet, and then which is nice, and it depends on the weather. Please be careful about the slippery spot. That's all. And then after snowy day, please wash the paw of the dog and make sure it's not really any residue and causing skin problem. That's pretty much it. And then summertime allergy, and then especially heat stroke, that's really, really, really important. The holiday, especially the a chocolate holiday is coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then that time, please be careful about any type of baked cocoa, any type of really dark chocolate can be very dangerous.
Yeah. Right. So leave that hanging around, Jeff, when you're visiting other people's houses.
Exactly. If you got Easter candy, at some point down the road, you got to watch it, folks.
Some of those dogs are you can't, it's chocolate. Don't you know you can't eat it? Nope. They don't care.
No.
More of that, please. Oh, yeah. So, but I think it's amazing what all of you have created and now what you're doing. Yeah. You know, so many people, people say this stuff all the time. I'd love to start this in memory of my, but you did it. And here you are now currently helping others, and we appreciate all your time.
Thank you
so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
People, head to thechopperfoundation.org.
Do it.
That's the place you want to go. We do have everything in our show notes, but if you can't get there, make sure to go there. And thank you again, everybody. Jeff?
Good seeing you, buddy. Great conversations on our Off the Record podcast. We've got a lot more coming in 2026.
We do.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.